Mr. Barnes. He's my hero. Once again, welcome to the podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This podcast is for Chapter 4. Notice that Chapter 4 opens up with a summary of Scout school year, and it introduces the Radley Knot Hole, and then goes into the second summer. These are all three important things that will be relevant to the rest of the story, so this is a very important chapter. Make sure you take studious notes and listen up for classroom lectures that will also mirror this podcast in importance. One thing we'll talk about first of all is the narrative technique that Harper Lee uses when describing Jem. Jem oftentimes says, "Hush a minute, I'm thinking," which also shows him growing up and shows his contemplative nature that he's now developing. The fact that he's thinking about things shows that he's trying to contemplate the world he's living in and deal with the world that he is now seeing and hearing about. Notice the Boo Radley game, that Jem is always Boo, and Dill and Scout are fighting, if you will, for bigger parts in the games that they're playing, with Boo, his character being portrayed as Jem, and Jem being called a natural-born hero. We then have the characteristics of this natural-born hero portrayed by Boo. Look at that on the beginning half of Chapter 4. Look at also secrets and hypocrisies. Secrets, that the fact that they have a hiding place now in the tree, and that Jem states that grown folks don't have hiding places. What and how grown folks hide is a key theme in the novel. What is the difference between what kids hide and what grown-ups hide? Is there a difference between what kids hide and what grown-ups hide? And where they hide things? What is important to kids and what is important to adults is a major battle for this book, for the first half. Courage also is another big issue in this chapter, as superstition is talked about often in the society in which they live, and how superstition of the Radleys and the Hauntings permeate and guide how they live, and how Jem and Scout and Dill all battle these superstitions and move beyond these false fears and faiths. And as the novel progresses, courage becomes more commonly associated with the attitudes toward the real sources of threat, which would be racism, prejudice, and so forth. The prejudice of sexism now appears in this chapter as well. Jem telling Scout that she was being a girl, that girls always imagine things, and that's why other people hated them so. Last time I checked, I don't think everyone hates girls. I don't know about you guys, but I sure like girls. So look at that for sexism. Also, Jem making fun of her during the Boo Radley games and not giving her appropriate parts. That would be sexism as well. The foreshadowing of Boo being an important character and the games that they play mimicking him is foreshadowing later on the chance that they might actually meet him or have an experience with him somehow, and the fact that they keep mentioning him over and over, and he's always brought to the forefront of our mind. Also look at Jem, the characterization of Jem. He's quite capable of keeping guilty secrets from his father, and he's actually trying to become more like his father and think things through. Once again, going back to that statement that, "Hush a minute, I'm thinking." Think about the difference of the summers now, how the summers are changing, and how the characters are changing from year to year. What's important for the children now, and what's important for the adults in the story? What are they hiding as children, and what are they hiding as adults? If you have any questions, please once again call the number on the right-hand side of the screen on drew5092.podomatic.com. If you see that number on the right-hand side of the screen, it starts with 206. If you call that, you can leave me a voicemail, and I will respond to you in the next podcast. Thank you, and tune in next time for Chapter 5.